Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
As we head off to the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline at 780-496-0063, our Oilers Now headliner brought to you by Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. I bumped into our next guest Saturday night at the Toast of the Town of the River Cree Resort Casino for former Edmonton Oilers owner Cal Nichols, and we always love having him on the show, especially at this time of the year because he's involved in a prominent charitable organization. We welcome back former Edmonton Oilers player and goaltender and head coach Ron Lowe. Ron, it's Bob. How you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
Not bad. It's been quite the last week, let me tell you. It's been lots of work, and I love it. So that's always a good thing. It's better than the alternative. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you one thing right now. There was a thing on right before you came back on and said that the happiest place to live in Canada is Quebec. When I got traded from there, the happiest place I've ever been in my entire life is Alberta.
There you go. Well, you know why Quebec's so happy, because they get $10 billion a year in equalization pay.
I'm not going there, Bob.
I know. You know I might. I think they're pretty happy with the situation now. Maybe that's because they have all the power. All right, look. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the charitable initiative to begin with, and we'll close with it, and then we'll get into some hockey stuff with you. Why don't you tell everybody what's coming up here if hockey helps the homeless?
Well, we're having our annual tournament on the 2nd and 3rd of May. 2nd is draft night. The 3rd is when everybody plays 3 games and almost passes over, because it's a hectic day. The players all love it. We've got, of course, the unbelievable group of alumni from the Oilers. We got Mac T in town. We got Charlie Huddy, Kelly Buckberger, one of your cohorts, Jason Strudwig. It's going to be a heck of a day. It's going to be a really good night, and hopefully a really good day the next day.
Yeah, we had Jason and Mac T join me, courtesy of Aaron Nichols, up to Grand Prairie for an event with the Grand Prairie Storm on Friday. That was awesome. And how do people get involved with Hockey Helps the Homeless? What do they need to do, Ron?
Well, we've got I think about 200 and probably 220 players, and they're all throughout the Edmonton area. If you know any of those players, you can get behind them and donate to their cause, or you can go on Hockey Helps the Homeless, the Edmonton side of it,
yep.
And you can do your donations there. There's also going to be a silent auction, which anybody can bid on. And we've got some unbelievable stuff in the silent auction this year. Our committee has, man, done a heck of a job this year of getting stuff that's going to be on live auction and silent. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a really good couple of days. And hopefully we raise a lot of money for the homeless. Mustard Seed, Jasper Place Wellness Center, and Kids Cottage are our recipients. And we're looking to try and raise over 300 this year. We've now raised 1.4, and we're looking to raise over three this year.
We're joined by former Edmonton Oilers head coach and goaltender Ron Lowe. Bob Stauffer with you on Oilers Now. Ron, back in the late 90s, I was doing font cord and stats for visiting NHL feeds, and during the 97 and 98 playoffs, I worked a lot for actually ESPN at that time, and you were the head coach of an Oilers team that orchestrated 2 upsets, a 97 against the Dallas Stars and a 98 against the Colorado Avalanche. I don't know if it's like asking you who's your favorite kid if you have more than one kid, but do you have a favorite playoff series victory? Was it the one against Ken Hitchcock in Dallas, or was it against the always understated Mark Crawford and the Colorado Avalanche in 98?
Oh, tough question. I felt better or more accomplished by beating Hitch, because he is probably one of the best coaches I've ever been involved with anywhere, ever, and a really good guy. And then I kind of enjoyed Crawford, too, because him and I didn't get along that well, to say the very least. So, you know what? They were both good, but, like, to me, Hitch was one of the all-time great coaches that's ever been in the National Hockey League. I respect the hell out of him, and to beat him in a playoff series, I didn't beat him. Our team did.
Yeah.
But the win was that was extra special to me.
Yeah, what's interesting to me about it is I actually think the Colorado win was more impressive, and I'll tell you why. Dallas hadn't won yet. They had, you know, they'd finished first. They were a considerable part ahead of you. But, you know, it was a back-and-forth series right from the start, right? Like, it was, you know, you win one, they win one, you win one, they win one, that sort of thing. Colorado had won the Cup in 96. They had Patrick Waugh in goal, one of the greatest goaltenders of all time. I don't love Patrick Waugh, but he's a hell of a goalie. They had Peter Forsberg and Joe Sakic, two of the best players on the planet. And you're up three. You're down 3-1 in that series. Like, you're on the ropes. You're about to be put under there, and somehow you rallied. And a lot of it was goaltending, but that wasn't the only reason why you guys were able to work your way back in and come back from 3-1 down. What do you think it was specific against Colorado that allowed you guys to come all the way back?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Well, I think number one would be Curtis. Curtis Joseph was unbelievable in the series. And one of the things about Curtis is, if you ever asked him about playing goal in the playoffs, he enjoyed the thought process that he was going to try and be better than the other team's goalie. That was his purpose. Wins or losses, yes, but I have to be better than the other team's goalie. And, man, like, he was absolutely outstanding. And it was kind of a funny deal, because I actually, after three games, contemplated playing Bob Esenza. And I went to Curtis and said, listen, Curtis, you're struggling here. Like, you're not... I said, I'm thinking of playing Bob, and he goes, don't you dare. And I said, well, I'm just throwing it out there. And he said, don't even think about it. And, man, his last four games were just absolutely phenomenal. And, like, you know, I mean, the series itself, I think they had big, strong defensemen, and the thing those big, strong defensemen weren't probably used to is getting run by 5'9" Todd Marchant. And I swear to God, like, I think one game we had 130 hits, and everybody said before the game started, each one of us in here get four hits, we'll probably win this game. And you know what? They did it. that team did it, and it was impressive to me that we could beat that hockey club.
Well, you spawned a whole new generation of Oilers fans that maybe missed the 80s Oilers, who I was, you know, fortunate enough as a teenager to watch, you know, Edmonton climb the mountain and win 5 Stanley Cups in 7 games. We're joined by Ron Lowe, former Edmonton Oilers goaltender, and played for 6 different NHL teams, of course, was a head coach, not just with the Oilers, but also with Glenn Sather and the New York Rangers as well. You mentioned Cujo. He stopped 92 out of 93 shots in the final 3 games. You know, he shut out Patrick Waugh in back-to-back games. It's always tough for a team to beat a team when they don't score. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a funny deal because I think it was Glenn walked in. I'm not sure if it was Glenn or Pocken. One of them walked into the dressing room and said, if you can possibly shut out Colorado in the next 2 games, we're going to give you a set of ping golf clubs. Curtis took it to heart. And, we ended up with the ping golf clubs. Beautiful. Beautiful kind of addition to the whole thing.
And away you go. So, I mean, it was. Now, tell me about this. You mentioned there was a little bit of a rivalry between Mark Crawford and some of the stuff that went on. I remember at the end of game 6 that year, I think it was Odgers was definitely involved. I'm trying to think of who. Maybe, you know, it might have been Bundy, Warren Reichel, who is a...
Actually, I screwed up. We were winning 4-0. I was really remiss in seeing who he put out on the ice. And I had last change and probably shouldn't have kept Mats Lindgren out on the ice at the time. I should have looked at it and said, okay, something really bad's going to happen here. But I thought it at 4-0, probably they should have been done with what the antics they might have tried to pull.
Right.
Anyway, I was wrong. And, I think Warren Reichel, fought Bucky, which was okay. But Odgers grabbed Mats Lindgren, which, I mean, come on, I took total exception to. And between Crawford and I actually told him, Mark, I coached your brother Louis in the minors in Halifax. This is one of my best lines ever. And I said, you know what? Even he said you were chicken shit.
That it right there. There you go. That's awesome.
I mean, how do you top that? And it was so whatever.
Man. And you know the rule, right? Coaches can chirp coaches. Coaches don't chirp players. Players chirp players. Broadcasters chirp broadcasters. There's not supposed to be any cross-pollination there, right? Broadcasters should never chirp a player. The players should chirp. And the coach certainly shouldn't be chirping players and other teams. That's a pet peeve. When I see coaches yapping at players, I'm like, shut up. You yap. The players chirp the players. The coaches chirp the coaches. Nicely done. Ron Lowe joining us right now. Hey, Ron, look, we'd be remiss without getting your thoughts on the current Edmonton Oilers. Over the last 3 years, 49-50, 49 wins this season. Chris Knobloch, he touched a lot of bases in his journey to become a head coach. 2 years in Kootenay, 4.5 years with the Erie Otters, the first major junior coach in history to have 4 consecutive 50-plus win seasons, 2 with McDavid, 2 after McDavid was gone, and then the last 4.5-plus seasons working for Glenn Sather and the Rangers organization, in Hartford. What are your thoughts on the Edmonton Oilers right now?
It's been, I'll guarantee you right now, I went in for a hip operation November the 15th to get my hip replaced, and I was thinking at the time, wouldn't it be great if the Oilers had a heart replacement? And Knobloch came in very, I think, either then, that day, or within
Yeah, 13th he came in, yeah.
And you know what, like, to me it was mystifying that they were playing like they were. I don't think they were getting great goaltending.
Right.
They were certainly playing terrible defense in front of their goaltender, which didn't help them. But, like, I don't know how what Chris did or how he did it. To me, a lot of things didn't seem to change in their structure and stuff like that. But something did change because they have played probably as good as I've seen an Oiler play, Oiler team play since, even probably better than 2006. I think this team has played some of the best hockey I've seen any Oiler team play since the mid late 80s. Like, seriously, they played structured. I hate that word. They played so well in their own end. They've allowed very few really good scoring chances in a ton of games, which isn't normal Oiler hockey, and yet they haven't given up much at the other end. Yeah. Which, to me, that's a recipe for winning.
All right. Well, you said something the other night that made me chuckle, so I want to hit on this for a second. So one of the things that occurred is the Oilers tried to play zone at the start of the year, Jay Woodcroft, but he historically coached a hybrid. And so he went back to the hybrid, which makes sense because that's what he's comfortable with. Chris has coached zone, and so the Oilers have pivoted to more of a zone. And you said to me the other day, Bob, I didn't worry as much about, you know, what sort of defensive zone coverage we had because I wanted the puck in the opposition end. Go forecheck it and go get it. That was a bit of your philosophy, wasn't it?
Well, it was. We had, like, our defense when we played here was pretty sound, and we always pretty much always retained a third guy high. Now, I don't know what you call it nowadays, whatever, but when our forechecking was there, when we could get in on it, it was hard, and it was two men hard, and the third guy wouldn't be far away, and the D had to read if there was a break out there or not. But once we did get the puck, then it was go to the net and crash there. And you know what? We had some really good hockey players. We had Billy Guerin. We had Dougie Waite. We had Bucky, Todd Marchand. We had a lot of players that weren't afraid to go to that, really, Ryan Smith, to that dirty area to put something away. And to me, that's what this team this year has done a little bit of. They've got into the dirty areas. I mean, Hyman, to me, there's not a whole lot of goals he scored that haven't been from the dirty area. And it's kind of a different, to me, a little bit different look than what they've shown us over the last couple of years.
Awesome stuff. Ron, thanks a lot for joining us in Oilers Now. Reminder again, Hockey Helps the Homeless. It's May 2nd and 3rd. Just type up Hockey Helps the Homeless in Edmonton and you can have a chance to participate. Thank you for joining us in Oilers Now, Ron.
Yep, and May 3rd, games are going to be held at Twilliger Center and they're open to the public. And anybody that comes in can bid on any of the silent auctions that are there.
Awesome stuff. Thanks, Ron.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
You bet. 5:50 in Edmonton. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Oilers Now.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles. We win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whoa, what's going on here? 5:54 in Edmonton. Quick out-of-town update. NHL Today brought to you by Elite Promotional Marketing. The New York Rangers up 1-0 in their series lead. The Washington Capitals 2-1 after the first in Game 2 in New York City. Meanwhile, The Florida Panthers have a 1-0 lead over the Tampa Bay Lightning, Florida winning game one in that series. And it's 1-0 with about 6 minutes gone in the opening period as well. Ken, you can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Still to come on today's show, Rob Brown and our farm report with Condors head coach Colin Chalk. We'll also have Reed Wilkins for a bit of a crossover at about 6:46, 6:47. Randy Kilburn's up next with a global news weather traffic update at 6 o'clock. I'll rejoin you at about 6:04 with Rob Brown.